Unit 3.
Amazing animals.
Pets in North America.
How many people in Canada and the U.S. have pets? More than half.
What does more than half mean? You know what half means. More than half is bigger than half. You can look up more in the dictionary at the end of your student book.
What kinds of animals do people keep as pets? Dogs, cats, birds, fish, rodents, rabbits, reptiles. In North America, dogs and cats are the most popular pets. There are more cats than dogs, but more people have dogs than cats. Why? Because many people have more than one cat. There are about 59 million pet cats in North America. And about 53 million pet dogs. Many people have pet birds. Some people teach their pet birds to talk. Budgies and parrots are good at learning to talk. Mice and hamsters are rodents. So are guinea pigs. Rodents like to chew things. Keep these pets in cages. What kinds of reptiles do people have for pets? Some people have snakes. Some people have lizards. Some people have turtles. What do you need to do to look after a pet? Feed your pet. Give it water. Keep its house clean. Play with your pet. It needs exercise. Remember to take your dog for a walk. Give your pet lots of love. Doctors think that pets help to keep people happy and healthy. People with pets live longer. Protecting animals.
Many pet dogs wear a collar. People put a leash on the collar to take dogs for a walk. Usually, the collar has a tag, too. The tag shows the dog's name and address. The tag helps people find their dog if it gets lost. Sometimes, scientists put collars on wild animals. But these collars are different from pet collars. These collars send a radio signal to tell scientists where the animals are. This is one way for scientists to learn more about different kinds of animals. Sometimes scientists and zoos work together. They work together to keep animals safe in the wild. Zoos and scientists are helping to make nature parks. What is a nature park? A nature park is a big place in the wild. It is there to protect animals. All kinds of animals live there. Scientists go to nature parks to learn about animals. People can't build houses or hurt animals in a nature park. The world's biggest nature park is in Greenland. The second biggest nature park is the Chungtung Reserve in Tibet.
Greenland is northeast of Canada. Tibet is in western China.
Fascinating fact.
The giraffe is the world's largest animal. The giraffe's neck is 3.5 meters long. How is a giraffe like a person? A giraffe has the same number of neck bones as you do. People and giraffes both have 7 neck bones.
The best zoos.
There are about 1,100 zoos in the world today. More than 5,500 different kinds of birds and animals live in zoos. More than 800 million people visit zoos every year.
That's a lot of people. I hope zoos help teach all those people about animals.
Me too, Danny. When we know about animals, we can protect them.
Have you visited a zoo? Was it a good zoo? Ask yourself these questions.
Did you learn anything from your visit to the zoo? The best zoos teach people about animals. Scientists learn at these zoos too.
Were the cages clean? Did the animals look clean and healthy? Good zoos look after their animals.
Were the cages big? Zoo animals are not pets. They need lots of space. They need to run around and play.
Did the animals have somewhere to hide? Animals like to have open space. But sometimes they like to hide. Sometimes animals want to go away from people.
Was there more than one of each kind of animal? Most animals like to be with other animals of the same kind. They like to have friends. They want to have families. If there is only one of each kind of animal, they can't have babies.
Is the zoo helping to protect animals in the wild? The best zoos are working to keep all animals safe and healthy.
Fascinating fact.
What is the biggest snake? The python is the longest snake. It grows more than 6 meters long. Pythons live in Asia. The anaconda is the heaviest snake. One anaconda weighs as much as 2 pythons. Anacondas live in South America.
Fascinating fact.
How loud can a lion roar? Very loud. You can hear a lion roar from 9 kilometers away.
The grizzly bear.
Standing on hind legs, stretching to the sky. Claws spread wide, mouth open and teeth bared. A roar erupting from its mouth. The black wild eyes glaring fiercely at your face. The brown glistening fur shining in the sun. Ready to Kill. Adapted from a poem by Anthony Millen. Grade 8. Grizzly bears can grow to 2.5 meters. They can weigh 400 kilograms. That's big.
Yes, and grizzly bears are fierce too. Yikes!
Grizzly bears are fierce when they are mad, Danny. But did you know that grizzly bears mostly eat vegetables?
April Fool's Day.
Do you know why I always wear a hat? It's because it's stuck. I can't take it off. Just joking. Look at the date. April Fools!
April Fool's Day is a time for jokes. Be careful or you might be an April Fool, someone who is tricked on this day.
A fool makes lots of mistakes. A fool is foolish.
When is April Fool's Day?
April Fool's Day is the first day of the month of April.
What happens on this day?
On April Fool's Day, people like to play jokes on each other. April Fool's jokes are fun. When you play a joke on someone, you laugh and they laugh too. Don't play jokes that make other people sad or mad. And at noon, stop playing jokes. Everyone stops playing jokes at noon. When you tell a joke, you have fun with words. The words are funny. When you play a joke, you have fun by tricking someone. You make the person do or think something funny.
How did April Fool's Day begin?
Nobody knows for sure how the day began. We know that April 1st was New Year's Day for ancient Romans and Hindus. We also know that people around the world have played jokes on April Fool's Day for hundreds of years. Some people say April Fool's Day began in France in 1564. That year, the King of France made January 1st New Year's Day. But many people wanted to keep the old date for New Year's, April 1st. These people kept celebrating New Year's on the old date. They were the first April Fools. Romans come from the city of Rome in Italy. Italy is a country in Europe. Hindus come from India, a country in Asia.